USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
More than 1 million people around the world have now recovered from coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. There have been over 3 million confirmed cases worldwide. The United States still has the most confirmed cases worldwide, also has the most recoveries with over 153,000. Germany, Spain, and China trail the U.S. respectively. The numbers come as some lockdowns and restrictions are being lifted across the globe. Conservationists from the Democratic Republic of Congo fear the coronavirus pandemic could soon even reach the country's mountain gorillas amid reports that cats and dogs are testing positive for the virus. With nearly 1,000 left in the world, the mountain gorilla population is already at risk from climate change and poachers. The nonprofit group Gorilla Doctors is on high alert since respiratory infections are the second leading cause of death among gorillas. They've now locked down an area which normally allows visitors to all but necessary personnel. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's prime minister is in another court battle, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the details.
Israel's high court is hearing arguments on whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a unity government while under indictment. This man organized a protest against him.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
If the court rules he cannot form a government, Israel may have to hold its fourth consecutive election in just over a year.
A Houston police officer injured in a police helicopter crash that killed another officer has been upgraded to serious condition at Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center. Chase Cormier has been upgraded following surgery after the crash that police say caused the fatal injuries to Officer Jason Knox, the son of Houston City Council member Mike Knox. The helicopter was part of a search for bodies in a nearby bayou, which was prompted by a police tip that Police Chief Art Acevedo has said was probably a bogus call. Six people were arrested in connection with gunfire in the area about an hour after the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on right here and at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.